This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. About 70% of the healthcare jobs that the Labor Department predicts will exist in 2024, and it classifies among the fastest growing occupations in the economy, pay a median wage of less than $26,000 in 2016, primarily home health care aides and personal care aides. Oil production in the U.S. is projected to rise to 10 million barrels a day in 2018. Exceeding the record set in 1970. The U.S. accounts for 70% of Canada's trade. Cremations outnumbered burials in 2016. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the government cannot revoke citizenship of Americans who make trivial misstatements in their naturalization proceedings. Supreme Court ruled in favor of an immigrant whose lawyer falsely told him that pleading guilty to a drug charge would not lead to his deportation. When the immigrant learned the truth, he sought to go to trial after all. Brooklyn Catholic Diocese has created a program to compensate sexual abuse victims. Warren Buffett and his companies have bailed out Canadian subprime home capital caught with brokers making up false loan packages. Facebook claims it's going to do more to build groups, believing that individual connections are not enough. Prime Minister May of Britain says there are hundreds of additional public housing projects that have the same flammable cladding on the building that were present in the Grenfell tragic fire. 4,000 residents of over 800 apartments have been relocated after inspectors found safety problems, including exterior cladding similar to that on the West London building. The proposed health care bill, cutting all federal funding to Planned Parenthood and 40% of its budget, is bringing a decades-old debate over abortion to something of a climax, pitting powerful abortion rights groups, women's organizations, and medical associations against the wealthy religious organizations and anti-abortion groups that most Republicans lean on. OSHA, the Workplace Safety Agency, says it will ease Obama-era limits imposed on the use of coal slag, which contains beryllium, a potentially deadly material mineral in construction materials. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.